That's a fantastic question. I think I'd just be selling goldfish in a bag at a carnival. You know what I mean? Like, it's a remarkable thing. What people respond to is intimacy and regularity. And podcasts are just the newest way to become a regular person in someone's life. When you're just a stand-up, you might show up, if you're a success, you might show up on TV 3 times, 4 times, you know what I mean? And that is not someone you can build this parasocial relationship with. It is one-sided, but it's a type of relationship. The reason people love Conan or Fallon or Kimmel, they show up in your life every day. The reason why people love Scott or Maron that you mentioned is because they show up in their lives 2-3 times a week. So if it hadn't been a podcast, and what my advice for comedians or any type of artist is, you need to give them, you have to set a standard. This is how much I'm going to be in your life. And just like a romantic relationship, that helps it grow. Between an artist and his fans, you go, I'm going to be in your life Monday and Wednesday for, as you mentioned, sometimes 4 hours talking about weird mushroom trips. But whatever it is, it's intimacy. You get to know the people and they learn about you, and it's regularity. So to be honest, if it hadn't been the podcast, it would have had to been something like that. Like, I don't know, door to door or vaudeville.